Today is Easter, which is the day we rejoice over the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thought back to when comedian and TV host Bill Maher was talking about Christians, and he said, "Do you really think that when Jesus comes back, he wants to see all those crucifixes hanging around your necks?" Sounds to me like Mr. Maher is in need of the lesson we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Yet there are those who, both then and now, deny that Jesus was resurrected, this in spite of significant evidence to the contrary, which Paul details in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8. "For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time." Did you know that there are some teachers of God's word who refuse to teach about the crucifixion? They'll address the resurrection, but as far as the crucifixion is concerned, in their minds, that's too violent. Now, that teaching becomes instantly incomplete. If the crucifixion of Jesus isn't relevant, then why was it foretold centuries earlier numerous times? One example is found in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 6. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Even the process of the crucifixion was foretold centuries before it was even created to be a form of punishment. Now, I hope you're well aware of Psalm 23. "You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Go one chapter back to Psalm 22, and you'll find this in verses 14 through 18. "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." As you've probably gathered, those verses just don't refer to the process of crucifixion. They hold specifics of what would happen to Jesus. The reference to his clothes being gambled for, casting lots. Now, if you deny the resurrection, then how can you possibly believe in the eternal life, which Jesus himself has promised us numerous times? Jesus declares in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, "Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Also in John, Jesus promised us in chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So why did Jesus have to be crucified? Because he took the punishment for our sins in order for us to be cleansed and set free for them. That's what we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." On this day when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, we do so with the knowledge of how we ourselves are destined for a resurrection. We read this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, "That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." Now, Easter is certainly not the end of the story. For those who give thanks and praise for what Jesus took for us, it's the continuation of a story. A story filled with the love and grace only God can give through his Son, Jesus Christ, with Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 reminding us of what we are now preparing for. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Spend this day in praise and songs for God, for he has set you free through the gift of his Son. It's also a gift that's available to all who have yet to accept it. Certainly, I recommend doing it before the final day of judgment.